Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this third quarter result conference for Trevi. I would like to start with the usual presentation that you receive. In this case, I will start from the front page. Just to explain the picture on the front page, it's related to the job site just completed in Firenze, in Lungarno. Very challenging, very demanding project, completed ahead of time with full appreciation by the owner. Going through the presentation, starting on page 3, just for people not familiar with the group, we start with brands and names we use during this presentation. So Trevi and Soilmec, the foundation specialist side of the business, with the revenue of 424 million for Trevi and 183 million for Soilmec, and Drillmec and Petroven, the oil and gas division of Trevi Group, with revenue of 114 million for Drillmec, and Petroven, the oil drilling service company, for almost 80 million in this first 9 months, 2016. Quick explanation, Trevi, it's a specialty contractor involved in special foundation services, geotechnical works, tunnels, deep foundation, marine and urban works, or environmental projects. Soilmec is the manufacturing division of Trevi Group, with a full range of rigs and equipment for the special foundation field of activities. Drillmec, design, engineering, and manufacturing, with a full range of drilling equipments for exploration and production activity. And as we said, Petroven is the oil drilling service company of the group, with about 18 rigs in operation under the Petroven fleets. Again, on page 8 and 9, no major changes in geographical distribution of our activity. The world continues to remain our main stage for operation in the Trevi and Soilmec activity, as well as in Drillmec and Petroven. We don't appreciate changes in the geographical distribution, as I said before. On page 10-11, just another look on what's going on in the group. I'd like to start with a note on the Trevi Finanziaria. Since the end of 2015, we started the important organization, an improvement organization in the corporate activity. So today, Marco Dreazzi has been appointed as a central director for corporate activities. He's here with us joining this conference call today. We have been taking a number of activities in these periods to improve corporate activities and risk management and overall internal auditing activities. So Marco Dreazzi will be joining us from now on in this field. So we welcome Marco Dreazzi. I'm sure everybody will have a chance to meet him personally.
Thank you.
Going into overlook for the division, starting by Trevi activities, Trevi continued to generate cash in this last quarter due to the operation, ongoing operation in all the markets. We had a strong order intake in the 9 months with 560 million euro booking in the period. Trevi division, our backlog, represents today 77% of the total backlog, and increased to 747 million euro from 620 in 9 months since September 2015. Quality of our backlog, as expressed before, is represented by higher margin, implicit margin, than in the recent past. However, it's worth to note is that the slow starting of some projects, international projects, and postponement have actually affected the actual margin in this last quarter. We did expect higher revenue and higher margin for a period. We plan to recover some of this in the next quarters. There are margins in a year-to-year period, good margins increased by almost 50% compared to last year, 2015. I said that this is due to the international operation, while domestic market continued to remain a small part of our activities. We noticed positive trend in the international construction market, especially in the infrastructure sector. There are, of course, light and shadow in this international market due to what happened in some of the oil and gas-related economy markets, emerging markets. Overall, we see construction progressing well in our reference market. Going into Soilmec, there were a few events affecting, say, the outlook in this period. Despite of uncertain market condition, for example, Brexit and also some slowdown in the U.S. due to the election period, Soilmec had improved margins, mainly due to higher efficiency in the production line and also in the marketing and commercial process. We did invest as a Soilmec in high-tech products, as we also explained during the last conference. These products are now creating good opportunities of business in the Soilmec reference market. Overhead level, in line with the cost-saving policy of the group, we pay attention in continuous monitoring G&A and overheads level of cost. We had the improvement in net financial position on a year-on-year basis, and this is mainly due to reduction on inventory and especially reduction in international subsidiaries inventories. Overall, the group divisional outlook for the foundation market, for the foundation side of our activity, presented good margins and revenue compared to last year, 2015, even if, as I said before, we did expect it to be more revenue and margins on the trading side of the business. Going into the oil and gas division, starting from Drillmec, we continue to notice strong volatility and uncertainty in the oil and gas market. This is affecting most of the players in these markets, most of the companies involved in these markets. Drillmec is for sure one of these. We had suffered a slowdown in payments in the last quarter, and due to market condition and to the deterioration of the market condition. Today, management is focused again on working capital decrease through better management of receivable and dealing with the clients. On volume, we had almost a 60% decrease in revenue compared to last year. This is a major shortcut in the revenue. We have anticipated, of course, in the last conference, what Drillmec intended to do in this condition. Drillmec has concluded the reorganization plan, and the cost-cutting started at the end of 2015. We do expect whoever best benefit from this operation will be appreciated on in the first and second quarter of 2017. There was an overall reduction of more than 40% in G&A expenses for Drillmec division. Service side of the business did improve in terms of sales of about 40%, and this is one of the major changes in the Drillmec activity. Today, management is focused in offering to clients maintenance, training, engineering through these medium-term contracts. This has been appreciated by clients, and Drillmec is improving revenue in this activity, and also we plan to increase the margins in this activity. There are planned investment in research and development. is always a constant also in this very difficult period for the sector. This is to increase operation efficiency and overall control system, and as a part of the DreamHack activity, not so much developed so far, but we think would be of good interest for our clients in the future. There are actually interesting recent signs of recovery in the market, especially in some area of the Middle East, with inquiry for new equipments and for new rigs in operation. And today we have an important amount of contracts under negotiation in different areas, especially in the Middle East, but not only in the Middle East. Well, we do expect to have positive results shortly. We will go through figures and financial information later with Daniele, but as everybody has seen, we have booking contingency due to market condition deterioration. And Daniele Forti will explain more in detail. Going into the Petrobrand side of the business, the third quarter 16 signed a good recovery, a significant recovery in revenue compared to the previous two quarters, and a slight increase in the utilization rate for our fleet. Marginality challenged by more uncertain environment. This is a constant, unfortunately, condition for operation in Latin America for drilling contractor. But we have an ongoing negotiation at the moment, and especially renewable contract to secure continuation of operation for Petrobrand. Net financial position slightly improved compared to September 2015. This is thanks mainly to cash generation for the activity and the optimization of working capital and good collection of the money in the recent period. I will ask Daniele to continue with the presentation.
Thank you, Stefano. Coming to the financial highlights, revenues in the first 9 months of the year reached 766 million euros, while EBITDA reached 63 million euros. EBIT was a negative minus 4 million euros. Net profit before tax was minus 42 million euros. Backlog was 968 million euro, and net financial position 489 million euro. Going again to the revenues, page 14, we see that year-on-year we have a decrease of almost 20% in revenues to 766 from 956. EBITDA went to 63.1 million from minus 15.9. EBIT was minus 3.8 from minus 88.6. I have to remember that last year DrillMech was hit by a major setback during the sea transportation and installation of an offshore rig in the Gulf of Mexico, with a negative impact of around 100 million euros on EBIT that year. So the numbers are not easily comparable. With respect to financial costs, we had a reduction down to 19.9 million euros from 21.3 year on year. Losses on exchange increased to 18.4 million euros from 14.5. They are due mainly to the devaluation of Bolivar during the year. With respect to net capital employed, we have a decrease of around 100 million euro to 982 million from 1,083 million euros. Net financial position decreased year-on-year, down to 488 million from 532 million. With respect to June 30th, we see this, the usual seasonal effect. Maybe you remember that as at June 30th, the net financial position was -396 million euro, and this increase was expected and announced. It, hard backlog is 968 million euro, down from 1,117 million euro. With respect to revenues, the core business accounts for 76% of total consolidated revenues, while the oil and gas sector accounts for the balance, 24%. Going to the financial ratios. I would like to go back to page 15, where we have revenues before and after consolidation. Here, we see that Drillimag decreased its revenues to 114 million from 261 million, -56.4%. At June 30th, we had a 30% decrease. In the quarter, Drillimag suffered a major decrease in revenues. This is one of the major factor we have to stress, while Petrobrand maintained a decrease in 30% in revenues year-on-year, and it is expected to increase the rig utilization rate in the fourth quarter due to renewed contracts of operations. Foundation sector maintain almost the same level of activity, around 600 million euros year-on-year. The slight difference is due only to variation on rates of exchange. Going back to page 17, we note that EBITDA margin is 8.2%. It was expected to be at 12% level. This is due to a reduction in margin activity that we can analyze deeply going into examining the two sectors. With respect to the breakdown per geographical area, we see that we still maintain a good level of activity in Far East, while the decrease in revenues hit especially Middle East and Africa. With respect to the backlog in page 19, we can see that it is still at a good level at the consolidated level. In particular, the foundation sector, that is the core business, Trevi plus Soilmec, is at an exceptional level of orders in our portfolio, 782 million euros, which represents 81% of the total. Decrease in portfolio was due mainly to Petrobrand and Drillimag, which now represents 19% of the total. As Stefano Trevisani just stressed, The two divisions pertaining to the oil and gas are still negotiating important contracts that we expect to come to a positive conclusion by year-end. With respect to net financial position, we see that the increase in the period, in the 9 months, is around 68 million euros. We register a negative free cash flow of 24 million euro, due mainly to the increase in working capital and in investments, but mainly in working capital. We think that by year-end, we will be able to execute a better collection of our credits toward clients and have a significant reduction in working capital. This is the main reason for which net financial position is expected to reduce by year-end far below the level of 430 million euros that we have announced explaining the first half results. This net financial position is quite similar to net capital, so the debt equity ratio is quite similar to one time. With respect to the composition of our net financial position, we stress once again that almost 80% of it is represented by long-term debts, while only 20% is at short term. Going to the two sectors, we have already said that credit last saw and maintained almost the same level of revenues, while with respect to the margins, we registered 71.3 million euro EBITDA in the first 9 months, against 58.7 million euro in the first 9 months last year, with an increase of the EBITDA margin to 12.1% from 9.7%. Results from operation are looking positive, with an increase to 37.8 million euro from almost 20 million euro. Also, the EBIT margin increased to 6.4% from 3.2%. So comparing the results in the foundation sector in the first 9 months of the current year with the same period 2015, we can see that there is still an important improvement in our profit and loss account. The problem is coming mainly from the oil and gas sector, where we have a strong reduction in revenues, down to 192 million from 374, that is minus 181, and EBITDA margin is negative, minus 10 million, that is minus 5.2%. We have still to deduct 14.6 million euro depreciation and amortization. Then the board of directors decided to write down credits and the stock by 18.5 million euros. So we have an EBIT margin in the oil and gas sector of minus 43.3 million. This is all for now. Please, Stefano.
Okay, thanks, Daniele. Moving quickly forward the conclusion, just mentioning an update on the some of the projects, the recent projects awards and now under construction, starting with an update on most of them. Job site is in progress. Operational started already, especially operation related to the electromechanical work in the bottom outlets. And we were able to achieve very good result the last 3 weeks. As the picture show here, we were able to open the second bottom outlet tunnel, and this is already a significant improvement in the overall security of the dam. There are ongoing operation outside for drilling and grouting. This is the consolidation of the foundation of the dam, and we plan to be in full operation by the end of November. Going next pages, a quick outlook on job sites in Turkey. We announced the important infrastructure projects on the Bosphorus for the Galata cruise terminal in Istanbul, now in operation since a couple of months. Mentioning also the important project in Boston. This is for the Wynn Harbor Casino. It's almost a completed project. It's a major development in Boston area. Some example of projects in Dubai. Dubai is an important market for us, especially for a tall building and a complex. In this case, this is Norman Foster projects. Again, the metro infrastructure projects in Algeria, where the work is ongoing, and a good result have been achieved so far in terms of production. We expect to continue. And an update on the Blue Line Soilmec new range of products, some example of high-tech, high-productive rigs developed and manufactured by Soilmec, with example in job sites in Italy and in Australia. And again, this new excavation rig, hydromill rig, working in Istanbul job site in Turkey. Going on page 33, again, the pictures of the latest Drillmec offshore, Drillmec delivered offshore drilling rigs to SOCAR in the past month. And the rig is performing very well with a very strong appreciation from the clients and more business to come in this sector and in this region and also with this client. And another example of a mobile rig for a Drillmec, the MR8000 working in Kenya. And last, it's a new picture of new projects awarded to Petrolen in Argentina with the hydraulic high capacity and high mobility rig. I think this is all for the conference. Summarizing, we are facing a challenging market condition in the oil and gas sector. However, we do see opportunity of business coming due to the recent increase in demand for new rigs. And so we hope we'll be able to give good news shortly. The foundation and specialty foundation market continue to perform. As I said, we did expect a little bit better revenue and margin for the last quarter, but overall, as we said in the presentation, margin are way above 2015 margins compared year to year. Thanks for joining us in this conference. If there are questions, we are here available anytime. Thank you.
Thank you.